It was a wet and windy day when Will Allen arrived to tour one of Chattanooga's urban farms. He had just left Fair Share and was greeted at Crabtree Farms by Executive Director Joel Hauser. Chasing after the 6'7" Allen as he walked through the fields and greenhouses at Crabtree Farms, I was surprised at how soft his voice was, but there was no denying the spark in his eyes as he looked over the fields and identified plants along the way.
We've had the season for it this year, so we've had the best carrot year we've ever had, and we've had greens up until this week. So,
are you growing any carrots inside the tunnels?
No, we don't do those. We had those all outside, and usually, you know, those are all frozen at the top by this time of year, and we were able to harvest them all. So, I couldn't believe how well they did.
They're so sweet.
If you threw a little compost over top of them. You know, even up in Wisconsin on these really warm winters, we've been able to overwinter some carrots, you know. It's better than storing them somewhere, you know.
Yeah, we can't store them very well, so. And there's, you know, just lots and lots of them. So do we want to just walk around or?
Sure.
It's a little soupy, so we'll try to keep the state of the dry spots. A little bit about Crabtree. We're a nonprofit that started in 98, so we're turning 15 this year, which is pretty exciting. We have the farm that kind of has to pay for itself. It's that's the venue for most of our educational programs, and then the educational programs range from workshops to field trips, tours, things like that. We do about 15 workshops a year. For adults, and then we do a lot for children.
Get a lot of schools.
Get a lot of schools.
It's nice to have a place in the city.
We're so fortunate.
Yeah, because, you know, today with a lot of the problems that schools have, you know, with their budgets, you know.
Yeah.
And they can't go out to farms in the rural communities, you know.
We're uniquely positioned to go visit the schools.
More than 20 years ago, Will Allen started a farm on 2 acres of land in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The big difference between this and other farms is it was in the city, near the projects. Working with local kids and the skills learned from the hands of his father, Allen began a movement, reclaiming abandoned buildings to turn them into urban farms. His organization, Growing Power, is working to grow communities along with healthy food, and it all starts with a little compost.
You're like the king of compost. I think that is so fascinating what you've done with the inner city and the urban gardens. And I want to know, where do you think it's going to go from here?
Well, it, you know, as the title of my book, The Good Food Revolution, it really is a revolution now everywhere I go. In this country as well as overseas, people are working on local food systems. And of course, composting is a major part of it because we need high fertility soil to grow on these smaller spaces and to get maximum production, intensive production. So that's what we do. We've been doing this. We're in our 21st year, and we've scaled up to the point now where we have pretty large scale composting and collected about 40 million pounds of carbon and nitrogen inputs to grow out the compost that we use on our farms. And we sell about a quarter of it as well to other organizations that are doing urban agriculture.
Your farm is also located very close to some inner city projects and such. And you're using the youth for something better than hanging out on the street.
Well, yeah, when we started as a youth serving organization, and we're actually now have hired some of the youth. I've been doing this for a long time, so some of the youth that I started out with are over 30 years old now. So many of them have come back and they're working for us, but we have about 140 employees now, and we recruit from the local areas, and of course that's throughout Milwaukee because we have 23 farms now, so we're pretty much in every neighborhood in Milwaukee growing on asphalt and concrete and hard pan clay with our compost and with our 25 acres of greenhouses that we have. And many other projects with corporate companies who have gardens on their corporate campuses and at hospitals and so forth. So we're putting up gardens throughout the city in folks' backyards and community gardens. We assist with community gardens as well.
You also pioneered a lot of aquaponics, that is a mutually closed system. And that's pretty revolutionary. Where did that come from?
Well, it started about 16 years ago with actually three, it was a heifer project with three 55-gallon drums, and I was able to engineer it into these 10,000-gallon systems, and now we're working with the Great Lakes Institute in training folks from all over the world how to do aquaponics. And right now, about 50% of our fish are farm-raised, and that's going to go to 75%. So being able to grow these new fish farmers is what we need to do. So we're training about 20 farmers every month from January through June at our facility, and working with and research with the university, UW-Milwaukee fish folks. So it's important because it's a something that people can go into a business inside a city. If they have a vacant building, they can turn it into a fish farm, and it also provides protein that folks need in these food desert areas. If you're able to grow out, say, lake perch in the Midwest is what we grow primarily, and tilapia, of course, and but other fin fish like bluegill and crappies and things like that in the South. So people are coming to learn how to do this, and a low capitalization type of a business that they can go into.
What do you think of Chattanooga so far?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful city. I like what I've seen so far, and this farm that we're on today is very impressive. Education and also a production farm. It's similar to what we're doing in Milwaukee at our national headquarters. Of course, they don't have the fish going here and some of the other things that we have, but it's a great start that they're using this to educate folks, and it's here in the city. And one of the other farms that we visited earlier today was on asphalt, which was very impressive because that's what I've been trying to get folks to do, is to grow on asphalt, because there's a lot of asphalt in our cities and a lot of abandoned factories and buildings and parking lots that can be used to grow food. Of course, you have to be able to grow soil to compost to be able to put it on top of that asphalt to be able to grow the food, but this group was doing that. And, so that was very impressive.
You can learn more about growing power and urban farming by following the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org, or go directly to Will Allen's site at growingpower.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.